LETVURNRENT, click, stream, and enjoy. It's active day for me, but let me just start it off right now with breaking news. Sexual offender Harvey Weinstein, New York case against him has been overturned. Now, this is earth-shaking. This is fucking bonkers. Of the magnitude of why this is the case, he used his, I guess, privilege and power to rape all these actresses and models and whoever he was sexually assaulting for a very long time. Once the Me Too movement came out, he was by far the poster child of everything. And rightfully so, he got convicted, guilty, and I believe it was 30 years, if I'm not mistaken. In a 4-3 ruling, or I guess between the New York Supreme Court, they overturned his conviction. I didn't even know that he even filed for appeal for this shit, but it's already been set in stone, and his shit has been overturned. Now, the only, I guess, what does this mean? It means absolutely fucking nothing. This man still got to serve 16 motherfucking years in L.A. court. And unless they decide to do the dumbest shit on earth, similar to what New York did, I believe what he's already in his late 70s, 16 more years, there's a good chance he's going to die in jail. And I think that's the rightful, appropriate stage he should stay at for the rest, you know, of his, you know, his frail life at this point. Now, this is, like I said, breaking news, even though I think they probably reported this maybe over an hour ago, but I'm just reporting to whoever didn't get a chance to hear this shit right now. And for guys who don't know who's Harvey Weinstein, he's a big-time movie producer. I don't know if he was an actor at one point. No, I give a fuck. But he was a big-time producer of Weinstein Productions or Entertainment. There's been many shows that I'm not even going to lie, I did watch. I think the ending credits had Weinstein Production, I believe. So he had his hands on shit and movies as well. But he's been known lately for sexually assaulting many of the actresses over the last how many years he's been doing this shit right now. He's used his privilege, his power of authority to take advantage of these women. By the time Me Too came out, you know, everybody took a stand. They stand on what they felt was right, and he went down for it. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't know if there was an appeal by the lawyers just to see if this could be overturned, whatever evidence they felt like it was. But still, you already convicted him. Now, I get it. Everybody's due for, you know, fair trial and fair hearing. Everybody's due for an appeal and everything like that. And it happened, and for whatever reason, they felt like, okay, yeah, years later after everything that happened, they felt like maybe he didn't really do it, or maybe there wasn't enough evidence, which there was before, but now you're saying there's not enough. So I'm confused with why New York State decided they want to do this shit. And maybe there'll be a future episode on me explaining what I've read later on. This is just my initial reaction of first hearing it on the news right now. I didn't want to get into why. I'm going by off my assumption at this point. But this was the wrong call. And I'm pretty sure everybody that's not myself can speak and attest to this being very bad. There was no way in hell that he should even been, this whole shit should have been overturned to begin with. But I guess that's how they seated. That's how they felt at this point right now. For whatever reason, I don't know. No, I care. If he's dying, all right, well, cool. Let him die in jail. But this does do ramifications right now. It does set it back for all the women. Not just for the Me Too. It's just for every woman out there that's, you know, been assaulted and shit. It makes it feel like now there is no justice for shit like this to be about. Because it's like the statute of limitations is too long. It's because they didn't voice their displeasure years before this became big. I don't know. This is, like I said, when it comes to shit like this is always a complicated issue. Because when is the right time to just, you know, voice how you feel and speak out and when to just say, yo, this is not right. Why are you doing this? No one knows, like I said. And we can't just, it sucks for the ladies because it's like, damn, now if I don't say anything, years later, he'll still do it to other people. And by the time I do say it, they're gonna feel like I'm taking advantage for the money. Because in some of these cases right now, like we saw in a Cassie situation with Diddy, you can't really try him right at this point right now. All you can do is take money. Some of them don't want to feel like it's a money grab because it's still not gonna fix the pain they suffered. If you wait too long, the woman will be also be a part of that also, and continues and continues. So what in this situation do you do? I, for every female that's going through this right now, keep your head up. The dominoes is gonna fall on everybody eventually, and just gotta let it fall where it goes. Harvey Weinstein was it once again overturned New York State. Whatever they was thinking, they wasn't thinking completely, or somebody had to be drunk as fuck, or somebody got paid off. Now I don't want to lead to no assumptions that somebody in the Supreme Court got paid off by big people right now, or pressured to make the wrong decision. I'm just assuming, so don't take it for, don't take what I'm saying out of context and saying that, oh, what do I know? I don't know shit. I'm just talking out my ass. But that's what's going on, and I guess there's any more readings that I might stumble upon into what's been happening right now, then I'll give my my unbiased opinion. I'm out. Burn.